What are we going to call this podcast exactly?
I think we should call it a Gavalavan Gavlaun.
That does not even sound remotely pronounceable.
But it's correct.
I want to call it Iro Iro.
Iro Iro? Why my hero?
You know, Iro Iro, various.
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 That's right.
Various.
It's various.
It's various. It's various. It's so what was that little bit you said at the beginning?
A Gavalavan Gavlaun, which literally means the total bloodbath, which is my translation of the full catastrophe in the Welsh language, but no one else's.
I'm a jogger. Well, really more of a sprinter combined with walking. Flat feet tend to keep me realistic about any long-distance running, mind you. Most mornings I get up really early, right before sunrise, and go for a jog. It's the perfect time of day as far as I'm concerned. Why? Well, it's a time where I feel like I can think, and the best place to do it is right by the beach. The beach, for me, is a bit of a funny place. You know, tanning really serves no purpose for me. I like the color of my skin. In fact, I often used to wish I was lighter, which is what this particular podcast is about, skin color. I remember my mother telling me about how, as a young woman, she went on holiday to the Caribbean and got sunburned. I told her, how is that possible? Okay, I was young at the time, but I had always learned at school that black skin is a result of being able to combat UV from the sun. My mother then told me, yes, we can burn too. You see, my family is composed of people who all identify as black or African-American, take your pick of tone, we kind of use both, and we run the gamut when it comes to skin tone. My father was considerably light, and my mother was dark-skinned. Now, I'm not going to describe the color of their skin beyond light or dark, because discrimination based on skin tone has been one of the burdens of black Americans for centuries, amongst ourselves. We talk about good hair, which means not nappy, or say someone is so black that they're blue. And really, all this stems from slavery, where the lighter-skinned slaves tended to be the ones who worked in the house and the darker ones in the fields. And sun exposure became an indication of where you were in slave society. Now, a fair amount of house slaves were also the offspring of their masters as well, too, and that's a whole nother subject, partly related. Anyway, when slavery was abolished, this social hierarchy stayed, particularly when the Jim Crow laws, which are the ones that legalized segregation by race in some U.S. states, came into existence. If you were light enough to be perceived as not being colored, wouldn't you take advantage of it? Wouldn't you want your children to go to better schools, have more opportunities, and have a better future? My late mother, who grew up in Virginia during segregation, used to tell me about the brown paper bag test that was required to gain admission into some social clubs in the black community. Now, the way that this worked was that a brown paper bag would be held up to you. If you were the same color or lighter, you'd be granted admission. If you were darker, you'd be denied. See, that hierarchy from slave days continues. I'd like to think that gets better or that's gotten better, but there are still instances where you have to wonder why it lingers. Beyonce, for example, gets occasionally lightened when she's on the cover of magazines. And I wonder, you know, if I tend to like those pre-dawn jogs on the beach, partly because I don't run the risk of getting darker.
La 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 la. We don't have music, so I asked you.
We have music of the brain.
We have music of the brain. This has been a total bloodbath podcastrophe.
That's a nice way of putting it.
On Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.